In yesterday's Shir Tanya, the Alter Rebbe was talking about the effect that the mitzvah of tzedakah brings, the sarusa d'otata. When we arouse our compassion and our kindness here below, we arouse our compassion and the kindness above, that brings about the revelation after Tchiyas HaMeisim. And the difference between the revelation after Tchiyas HaMeisim and the godliness that is revealed in Gan Eden is that the godliness in Gan Eden is a limited one, whereas the godliness after Tchiyas HaMeisim is infinite. Today's Shir for the 25th of Elul is in Igeres HaKedesh on page 250. The number at the bottom of the page is 484, and we are two-thirds of the way down at the period. The line begins, B'bechinas. V'zehu sha'amar rizal, Rabbi Seinu zal, this is what the sages said, or meant, when they said that the tzaddikim in heaven do not eat or sleep or drink, but they sit v'itreseihem b'rasheihem with the crowns on their heads v'nehenin, and they have pleasure from godliness. Meziv Hashchina. So what does it mean that they have a crown? Atozo, atozo hi b'chinas makiv v'seiviv. Atozo is that which surrounds and transcends. It sits above the head. So that is a reference to the godliness that doesn't enter into the world according to its limited size and structure, but rather that which sits on top and surrounds. The Nikra Keser is also called Keser, which also means a crown, the Loshen Kesedes, as we find in the description of the beams that were used in the Beis HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built, that on top of each beam there was a Kesedes, there was a crown, or a cap. Vehu bechinas memutza hamechaber, and this level of keser is the bridge, the intermediary that connects haoras hamaitalein sev baruchol haneetzolim, that part of God that creates, to the creation. Only there's a difference between creation, which is bria, and neetzolim, which is emanation. That which emanates is more closely related to its source than that which is created. So creator and creation are far removed from each other, whereas emanation and emanator are more closely related. So the world of Atzilus, for example, the highest of the four worlds, is really not called a created world. It is called a world that was an emanation from God, the emanator. And that's why the world of Atzilus is very close to God and completely godly. So this level of Keser is what joins the emanator with emanation, that brings God into the world that is emanated. So that's at this time before the resurrection. But in the future, after the resurrection, instead of being revealed into the highest world, which is the world of emanation, the world of Atzilus, godliness will be revealed in this world, l'chol ha-tzadikim she'yakumu b'tchiyah, to all the tzadikim who will be resurrected, v'amech kulam tzadikim. And this is a reference to all Jews, because all Jews are tzadikim, so that the revelation in the future after the resurrection will be to all Jews. So the difference between Gan Eden and Tchiyas HaMeisim is not only in the level of godliness which will be revealed, but it is also a degree of revelation that in Gan Eden it's revealed only in the higher worlds, only to the deserving, whereas in the future it will be revealed in the lower world to all Jews equally. In other words, all Jews will be there at the resurrection. Zehu shalom Rabbi Seinu Zal, and this is what the sages said, Asidim tzaddikim shiyem rufneim kodesh, that tzaddikim will be called holy. Just as today we apply the word kodesh to God, Ki kodesh ubechinas muvdo. Because the word kodesh means set aside, higher, separated. She'ene begedra saga v'das, in that it is higher than the category, than the realm of understanding and grasp. Ki hu lamayla mayla mebechinas hachachma v'das shebegan Eden. Kodesh is referring to a godliness that is much higher than the level of Gan Eden, because in Gan Eden there is the revelation of that which is comprehensible, whereas after Tchiyas HaMeisim, what will be revealed is that level of godliness which is beyond comprehension. Ki haChochma me'ayin temotzei ksiv, because it says of Chochma that it comes from Ayin. And the Rebbe explains that haChochma Timotzei, that where Chochma is found, where Chochma is revealed, which means in Gan Eden, there Kesed is Ayin. So where Chochma is revealed, its source, which is Kesed, is considered nothing because it is unknown, beyond comprehension. Hu b'chinas Kesed elyon nikra Ayin b'zeir HaKadosh. So this Ayin, the source of Chochma, is Kesed elyon, and in the Zehar it is called Ayin. It is called nothing because it is beyond comprehending. And the flow of this godliness and the revelation of this godliness, this can be revealed into a body only after the body has been purified and cleansed through the resurrection. So that explains how it's possible that the guf, the body, will be able to receive such a divine light, such a high godliness, because the body will be pure and cleansed. But why does it necessarily have to be in the body? As the Ramban rules, or declares, that the ultimate reward will be necessarily in the body, and Chassidus supports that opinion. So why is it that this godliness can reveal itself necessarily in the body? The fact that the body is pure and cleansed only explains that it can, but not why it must. So the Rebbe goes on to say, "Ki no, it's tchilosam b'seifa," because the rule is that the higher something is, the lower it comes. The beginning connects to the end. And that's dafke. It's not only that the higher something is, the lower it can reveal itself, but that when the higher something is, the lower it must reveal itself. It can reveal itself only in the lower level. So the higher something is, kesed elyein, the lower it must come. It must express itself in a body. And the expression, safe maise b'machshavot chila, that the end of action, in other words, in action itself, action being the lowest level, but in action there is the end of action, the lowest level of action, and in machshava, which is the highest garment, thought, there is also the beginning and the end. So the chilas machshavot chila, the beginning, which is the higher level of machshava, expresses itself not only in maise, but in seif maise, in the end, in the lower level of action. Seif maise machshava tchilo kenayda, that it's not only that it can reveal itself in the lower level, but that it must. Because the higher something is, the lower it must come. So this is why the tzaddikim will in the future be called kodesh, because this godliness, which is kodesh, which we're ascribing to God, will be revealed in the tzaddikim, and therefore they too will be called kodesh. And at that time, all Jews will be tzaddikim. So all Jews will be called kodesh. Now the question is, if that's the case, what is the role of Gan Eden? He said before that the tzaddikim who are in Gan Eden now will eventually come into the body again in Tchiyas HaMeisim, because the godliness there is much greater. Will be much greater. So the Alter Rebbe says, Achi ef shelahagiel madrega zu, but it is impossible to reach this level of godliness after Tchias HaMesim, ad shiyehe b'Gan Eden Tchila, without first being in Gan Eden. Why? Hasig b'chinas chachmei lo, you first have to comprehend, understand, chachmei lo, the divine wisdom, which is what is revealed in Gan Eden. Because each person has to understand all that he is capable of understanding before he goes on to the level beyond understanding, and then in the future the Tal of Teza will revive the dead and cause the resurrection. And what is this Tal Teira? It is the Teira that the person understood and enjoyed and took pleasure in Gan Eden, which is called Chochma Ilo. And then the Hakitzeso, he tesichecho v'daylam even. What it says about Teira, that Teira follows the person and accompanies the person through all of his existence, that v'haki tseisa, when you wake up, which is a reference to Tchias HaMesim, he tesichecha, the Torah will be your conversation. So the Torah, which is Chochma Ilo, that's what brings the resurrection, Tal Torah Mechayehu, and that has to be acquired in Gan Eden first, in order that it should be available to the person later at the resurrection. Going back to the pasuk, the chava mitzvascha me'ed, so the Alter Rebbe is saying that mitzvascha, in the singular, is a reference to the mitzvah of tzedakah, and that is mitzvascha, God's mitzvah, because God does this mitzvah all the time, in that he gives life to the world, and this is the preparation, this is what brings the revelation of godliness, which will come after Tchias HaMesim, the save of Kol Almin, the infinite and endless godliness, which is much greater than the finite godliness of Gan Eden, except that Gan Eden is a preparation for it. Through the Teira that a person learns in Gan Eden, which is internalized primarily, but along with it is also that part of Teira that he doesn't understand, that is saviv, and he knows only of its existence, but he doesn't understand it, that prepares him for after Tchias HaMesim, when even that will be understood and known. In the Hayem Yeim for the 25th of Elul, it says that you say Tillim in the morning, because it is Shabbos Mevarchim, and then there's a Fabrengen, and then Slichas is said after midnight or close to midnight. But the rest of the days of Slichas is read in the morning. In the body of the text, the Rebbe writes that the Alter Rebbe once related that when I was in Mezrich, I heard from my teacher, the Magid, in the name of his teacher, the Baal Shem Tov, that Achedish Hashvi, the seventh month, which is Tishrei, which is the first month of the year, this month is blessed by God himself on the Shabbos preceding it, which is the last Shabbos in the month of Elul. We don't actually say the bracha for the month. The Eibishter blesses it. And with that strength, with the bracha that God gives in the Shabbos Mevarchim for the month of Tishrei, we then have the strength to bless the 11 other months 11 times in the course of the year. It says, Atem Nitzavim Hayem. That is the parsha that is read before Rosh Hashanah. And the Hayim, you all stand today. Today is a reference to Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of judgment. As it says, and there was a day, and the Targum translates, and there was the great day of judgment. So we see that the day, Hayim, means Rosh Hashanah. And it says, you are standing today. Standing implies standing firm, which means that we are victorious in this judgment, in the day of judgment. And on the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, which is the last Shabbos in the month of Elul, we read this parsha of Atem Nitzavim, and that constitutes God's blessing for the coming month. So on the Shabbos Mevarchim, which is for the seventh month, for the month of Tishrei, we receive God's bracha in the parsha of Atem Nitzavim, and then we have the seventh month, which is called the Shvi, because it is Muzba. It is satiated, and it satiates the people with all good for all Jews for the entire year.